The Buddha and His Teachings. As Gautama traveled in the 500s BC, he sought answers to his questions about the meaning of life. At first, Gautama studied with Hindu philosophers, but their ideas did not satisfy him. He could not accept the Hindu belief that only priests could pass on knowledge. The Search for Understanding. Gautama decided to stop looking outwardly for the cause of suffering. Instead, he tried to find understanding within his own mind. To do this, he decided to meditate, to focus the mind inward in order to find spiritual awareness. Meditation was an ancient Hindu practice used by Indus Valley civilizations. Buddhist tradition says that Gautama fasted and meditated under a fig tree. After 49 days, he found the answers he sought. He believed he finally understood the roots of suffering. For the next 45 years, Gautama traveled across India and shared his knowledge. Over the years, he attracted many followers. His followers called him the Buddha, or Enlightened One. His teachings became known as Buddhism. The Middle Way. Buddhism teaches people to follow the Eightfold Path, also called the Middle Way. By following this path, a person avoids a life of extreme pleasure or extreme unhappiness. The Buddha believed that selfish desires for power, wealth, and pleasure cause humans to suffer. By giving up selfish pleasures, a person can become free from suffering. He taught that the way to end human suffering is by following the Eightfold Path. To overcome selfish desires, Buddhists must learn to be wise, to behave correctly, and to develop their minds. Release from reincarnation. To find this middle way, the Buddha taught, people must act unselfishly toward others and treat people fairly. They must tell the truth at all times. People should also avoid violence and the killing of any living thing. If people follow the Buddha's path, their suffering will end. They will eventually find nirvana, or a lasting peace. By reaching nirvana, people will be released from the cycle of reincarnation. Followers of Buddhism. Buddhism also taught that all people are equal. Anyone, the Buddha declared, could follow the path to nirvana, regardless of his or her social class. This idea appealed to many people living under the caste system. Like other religions, Buddhism has priests. Although monastery life is difficult, people of any social class can work to become a Buddhist priest or monk. The Buddha encouraged his followers to establish monasteries. There they would learn, meditate, and teach. He also urged monks to become missionaries, or people who spread their religious beliefs to others. Reading check. Why do Buddhists try to follow the middle way?